From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Quarterfinal play began yesterday at the Australian Open, and Stanislav Wawrinka put an end to Novak Djokovic's reign. The eighth-seeded Swiss beat the three-time defending champion 2-6, 6-4, 6-2, 3-6, 9-7 to advance to the semifinals at a second straight Grand Slam. On the women's side, two-time Aussie Open runner-up Li Na won to set up a showdown with upstart Eugenie Bouchard. The 19-year-old's fairy tale run continued as she beat Anna Ivanovic to become the first Canadian to reach the Australian Open semifinals. Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Tuesday named Jason Licht as their new general manager. He'd been with the Arizona Cardinals the last 2 years, serving as vice president of player personnel. In basketball, the Bucks take on the Detroit Pistons tonight at the Bradley Center. You can hear that game on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Pregame show at 6:40. The Badger men's basketball team in action tonight as well as they take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers on the road. The Badgers looking to bounce back from two straight losses. Bo Ryan thinks his players will be able to handle that.
You know, they've all played sports. I've seen some of them play games as they're growing up, even if it's not just basketball, but where you're not getting things done, and then you have to figure out how to get things done better.
And for him, he says he prepares the same, win or lose.
I approach everything the same way. Never too high, never too low. I've been around enough. You guys know me. So the fair question would be to the player, but I approach everything the same.
You can hear the Badgers and Minnesota on WSAU pregame show tonight at 7 o'clock. High school boys basketball last night. Wausau East beat Wausau West 67-59. Stevens Point stayed unbeaten in the Valley with a 56-42 win over DC Everest. Wisconsin Rapids got past Oshkosh West. Wausau Newman beat Marathon. Port Edwards over Bowler. Gresham knocked off Marion. Almond Bancroft wins over Rosholt. Rapids Assumption dumps Edgar. Auburndale over Northland Lutheran. And Chippewa Falls beat Antigo. On the girls' side, Wausau West beat East 61-44. DC Everest top Stevens Point 68-45. Other girls' games included Wild Rose over Menominee Indian. Port Edwards beat Bowler. Rosholt over Almond Bancroft. It was Tri-County topping Tigerton. Adams Friendship a win over Columbus. Bondwell beat Wittenberg Burnhamwood. Marion topped Gresham. Neillsville over Loyal. Tigerton dumped Tri-County. Tomahawk a win over Hayward. Wild Rose beat Menominee Indian. And Nakusa knocked off Wisconsin Dells. Boys hockey, Wausau West beat Stevens Point 5-2. Wapaka knocked off Tomahawk 9-5. Northland Pines beat Rhinelander 5-0. Mosinee over Medford 13-0. And Antigo shut out Lakeland 4-0. And who is the all-time leading passer in pro football? Well, I'll bet you don't know. It's Anthony Calvillo, and his career is over. The Montreal Alouettes quarterback, pro football's all-time passing yards leader, announced his retirement yesterday. The 41-year-old missed Montreal's final 11 games this past season with a concussion. He's a three-time recipient of the CFL's Most Outstanding Player Award and won three Grey Cups with the Alouettes. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.